Prime Minister Tony Abbott is in Davos at the World Economic Forum, where he's gone on the global stage to deliver what's probably the highest profile international address of his political career, one punctuated with repeated references to business and growth. He's there as chair of the G20 Group of Nations, and Europe correspondent Phil Williams reports from the Swiss mountain resort town.
The snow might be outside, but it's very warm in every sense here in this theatre.
It's a small town, but it's a large and eclectic stage. The Prime Minister's speech followed the Iranian President's question and answer session. But Tony Abbott had a simple message. The way to prosperity is allowing business to get on with it.
You don't address debt and deficit with yet more debt and deficit. And profit is not a dirty word, because success in business is something to be proud of.
Tony Abbott talked up his government's economic credentials, telling delegates the country's open for business. He said the mining and carbon taxes were being scrapped, and Australia could be an example other nations would like to follow.
Some countries might find our example instructive, just as we have learnt from others' experiences.
But while the Prime Minister said governments should cut red tape to facilitate business, he said there was a place still for regulation. He singled out the way companies avoid tax by basing operations in low-tax countries.
So this year, the G20 will continue to tackle businesses artificially generating profits to chase tax opportunities rather than market ones. The essential principle is that you should normally pay tax in the country where you've earned the revenue, because taxes need to be fair as well as low in order to preserve the legitimacy of free markets.
It's a mixed message: more coordinated regulation in some areas, less in others.
Better governance is not the same as more government. Ultimately, the G20 is not about us in government, it is about the people, our masters. Thanks very much.
Tony Abbott now has to deliver results at the G20 in Brisbane later this year. His one-on-one meetings with the Prime Ministers of Holland, Japan, Britain and Israel may help that process, but the real test of his international clout is yet to come. This is Philip Williams in Davos, Switzerland, reporting for AM.